The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, I think I'd like to do something a little different today, if you're game for it. Rather than giving a little talk, those of you who were here this morning when I gave a little dharmet, little two-minute talk about concerns and how you hold the concerns and the weight of concerns, did you apply that into your practice in the last hour and a half? Did you consider this and looked at your mind and looked at the texture, the quality of your concern, the weight of it, the strength of it, the intensity of it? That's something that was interesting for some of you. So I thought maybe what we could do today is, if those of you who are here would like to say something about, if you responded to it, if that was meaningful for you, say something about how that was meaningful. Or so, if you can bring them.
A bit of a revelation. I wasn't conscious that I was actually applying that, but one of the concerns that always comes up for me is other people's violation of my internal sense of how things go. And what I realized today when I looked at that as a concern was that it wasn't really, what annoyed me wasn't, there's something deeper under that annoyance, and it was this sense of my system is letting me down. And I had never kind of connected to that before. You know, I was still sort of externalizing the suffering that I was encountering as a result of all that, and I realized I'm not annoyed at them. I'm annoyed at my system. It's falling apart, and I know it's supposed to fall apart. But I'm pissed about that. I'm not having a good time dealing with that. But I had never kind of connected that before.
So you're saying when other people... Turn down a little bit. Let's see, it's a little bit loud. Can you turn the volume down a little bit? That's good? Can you hear? It's a little bit loud. Okay. So you're saying that when the order of the universe, if people don't uphold the order of the universe in a variety of different ways, then you get annoyed at people. Disappointed, but when you look beneath that, what gives it a lot of fuel and energy to that is actually that your own body, your own self, you're letting yourself down. The order of the universe according to how you're supposed to be is not being held up. So the annoyance is really towards yourself.
Yes. Not exactly. It was that I recognized that the annoyance at others was masking a deeper thing, had more to do with fear of, you know, I had this whole order on purpose. And
that's wonderful. I think it's fantastic. We should celebrate.
Kind of when I was sitting there, I was like, oh, okay, I can deal with that much better than dealing with making everybody else do things the way I want them to.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
I thought I came in during the little dharmat toward the end of it, and it kind of tied in with other processes that are going on. Well, I think it's all, you know. Anyway, I've been trying to incorporate meditation into my life, and quite often I don't think I have time for it. Because I have to be frenetically active doing things for other people so that I can be right in the world. When I go to the beach, I'm totally responsible for the waves coming in. And I worry about it. You know, it's, I'm that kind of thing. I worry about it. You know, what's the beach doing without me there? And what's the situation doing without me? And how can I manipulate what I do to get other people to just cooperate in the greater good? Because I know what it is. And so I've been trying to be consciously aware that I am not that important, and to be more aware of how my body feels as... Because if I just get everybody else whipped into line, or every other situation in my life, you know, if my house is all clean and the cat isn't throwing up, and then I can feel good. Then my body can feel good, and my mind can be rested. And so I'm starting to kind of be aware that when I am meditating, when I am feeling, you know, when I am aware of how I feel, that every issue seems to have the same emphasis, the same importance. So I have to do it all and all at once. And so my next kind of inquiry is, well, what's the next thing to do? Maybe it's to meditate, you know. Anyway, I just, everything has the same importance for me emotionally, and I'm pivotal to it all. And so I want to kind of be aware of what I can actually have a part in and what I need to let go.
Great. So. Beautiful. It's great. Great exploration. Thank you. Important to see. Who else is trying to control the universe here? Anybody else? Any different perspective on this, what I brought up this morning about the weight of your concern or the quality of the concern, the intensity? You know, if you step away, don't look at what you're trying to do, what your concerns are, but how they operate, how they function in your mind. Anything come up for you? Or you didn't come to it with any concerns today?
Well, I wasn't here.
Okay.
For the talk. But I do. When it the concerns slow down, when whatever it is, thoughts or whatever, slow down enough. It usually is the sense of contraction, a lot of, and to release the contraction seems like, so no matter what the subject matter is, by being able to sort of let go seems to allow space around it.
So part of what comes with having concerns is being contracted.
A contraction.
And if you let go, then it's lighter, easier.
Right. And then it's like the screen, I don't know, it's like the movie just sort of goes to the side a little bit, and it's not so compelling.
Great.
It's not so compelling.
So what makes it compelling is a little bit to do with the contraction.
Yeah.
The energy of that makes it compelling.
Whether it's worry or anger or sadness or whatever, it doesn't matter. It seems like it doesn't matter what the flavor is.
Great, wonderful, thank you.
Well, I had the similar experience, so it was nice holding the concern more as a texture or. More of a physical event than the content of what the concern was. And so both of the things that were just mentioned, relaxing the muscles that were involved and a more spacious feeling, around the texture of the concern, allow the concern, the content to leave more easily. So thank you, it worked well.
Great, thank you. Okay, so, okay. Thank you, it was nice to hear. I'm glad to hear all that, your engagement with it. And you're finding your way with your minds. So now we have our 15 minutes.